God, I thank for this day. I thank for this church. And I thank for these people, God, that come here. And I just pray, God, that you be with every family represented. I pray that you go before us this week and the rest of this summer. And Lord, I pray that this word just speak today, God. I pray that you would anoint this message and just speak through me, God, and just be with this day, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So the first part of that deal is the passions of your former ignorance. Like, I feel like I just relate to that so much. I'm not perfect and I don't have this thing figured out and by no means, but I'm so glad that I'm not where I used to be. You know, I just remember before that, I would always fall back. I would get on track and I would get off the line and I would get on the line. I would get on and get off and get on and get off and be lukewarm. And that's just falling back to the passions of your former ignorance, right? So, and then I was just with this crowd or that crowd, and I could never figure out who I wanted to be, and I could never figure out who I was in Christ, and I could never figure out this or that because I was just seeking the things of the world and seeking this crowd and that crowd, and I was always worried about my image in the world, and I was always worried about what I looked like and what people thought of me, and I was just trying to do that, and then I got married, and then I became this, you know, I wasn't a good husband, I wasn't a good leader, and then we had Hayes, and I wasn't a good follower because I was just consumed with the world and trying to keep up with the Joneses and trying to do all these things and just falling back to that old former passion of ignorance. But I'm just thankful today for the power of the Holy Spirit and for the grace of God. Without the grace of God, man, I wouldn't be anywhere that we are today. We wouldn't be living anything that we're living inside of our home and our house and our marriage for sure. You know, Cody just talked about our marriage being redeemed. Holy cow. I'm so thankful for that, you know, and not only all that, he set me free. He set me free from my past, and he gave me a new heart, and he gave me a new start, and we could begin again. And then, like he's talking about the family, man, he saved my family that I was not worthy of even having, and by the grace, he saved it. And it was all because I wasn't worthy, because I cared more about my relationships in the world and drinking and hanging out and just following the crowds instead of tending to my family. And I'm just thankful for a mother who taught me consistency in the word of God daily is the key to all of it. And if I'm being honest, I didn't really think much of it then, but I noticed every day, every morning, no matter where we were, in the house or in the hotel or at the rodeo or whatever, my mother always read her word. That was the first thing she did. She got up earlier than she was supposed to get up and read the word of God. And I noticed it, but it didn't mean a whole lot to me then. But like Cody always talks about, more is caught than taught. So when I hit the line in my life and I hit the wall in my life and needed something else, you know, I remembered what she did every day, and I started doing that for myself, and it was a huge game changer. So I would wake up and I would just seek the Lord, and I would just, after I've told you all my story, but I would just started seeking God and reading the Word and growing in the Word, and it just was a huge game changer. And I was thinking about that, you know, back in my former ignorance and falling back, how many times I did, and it was so many, and I just thought I was having fun then, you know. I was trying to be, before I got married, the life of the party everywhere I went, just like Cody was talking about, an ignorant, wild moron running wild and just trying to be the life of the party, trying to keep this worldly image up with the wild cowboys and the handy guys and all the stuff, and just waking up unhealthy and blurry-minded and running and gunning and trying to be super cowboy and letting pride lead me. Like, I was thinking about that the other day, like, what did I... You know, now I just wake up every morning and I just thank God for all that we have. And I just that's what I seek, and that's what I want to grow in the Lord, and I want to please the Lord now. But I was thinking, like, what did I wake up and think about back then? And it was just all about my image in the world, and that's pride, letting, you know, shoot. It was just how it was, and giving myself the short fulfillments of the world. You know, there was a time before I met Marley that if you had it to smoke, I was going to smoke it. If you had it to drink, I was always going to drink it. And I was just always filling myself up with these short fulfillments of the world. And, you know, it's just crazy to think now that I have no condemnation after I surrendered. Now I know that I have a better relationship with my wife. Now I want to be a better dad to those boys that are a gift from the Lord. And now I'm not lukewarm. And now I have been made new. And the old man is gone. He's dead. He's been crucified with Christ. And now I have a new heart for the love to love on people. Now I know and see that people of all kinds go through all kinds of things. And now I'm lighter because it's not about me and my performance in this world. I have a new mind, and now I know where my strength comes from, and now I know the Lord is my defender, and now I know when we totally surrender that He will give you the desires of your heart. And now I know when we do not deserve it, He will work miracles in our lives when we surrender. Now I know how the enemy sounds and how he looks like and how he works and where he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, and how really is. And now I know there is a way when I cannot see a way, and my strength and my sights are set on above and not on this world, and my goal every day is just to grow and please God. And the next part of that verse talks about being holy. Be holy because he who called you is holy. Well, how do we become holy? Well, it's simple. We just got to change. Cody says all the time, nothing changes until something changes. It's simple, but we make it so hard. Somewhere I got to make up in our mind, just like I did out there at the Wagner Ranch in the middle of that pasture and that pickup. You just got to decide, man, I'm going to surrender today. I'm going to change today. The old man's going to die today. We got to learn how Jesus is and was. You know, in Ephesians 5, I encourage you to go read it. It talks about being imitators of Christ. We got to read the word. Well, we can't be imitators of anything that we don't know, anybody that we don't know. And the only way to know him is to get in that word daily. And I was thinking about this. I don't know if y'all ever watched The Chosen, but me and Marty like to watch The Chosen. And it gave us a little different view a while back about, like, man, that the word of God was, it was awesome. You know, like they took care of it back then because people wanted it, and their heads were on the line, and like families were broken, and things they were running and had to pay attention to keep it. And nowadays we can just run up here and get whatever Bible we want, and then we don't even know a lot of times where it is, and we get busy in life and we don't even keep up with it, and it looks good on the nightstand, but we don't ever get in it, and we don't ever learn it, we don't ever read it, but we don't ever grow. We need to get back to that where it means something to us. It's precious to have, you know. We just want to make it so dadgum hard. For years, I worked so hard to make myself look like what I wanted myself to look like. And I don't know if I'm the only one in this room that's ever done that, but if I'm not, and if you know that is tiring and will wear you out to no end. And I think it's just a classic tactic of the enemy. If I can just keep Cole's mind on those Cowboys he looks up to, if I can just keep that beer in front of Cole, he'll forget about his family. If I can just do all these things to keep his mind away from the Lord and keep his mind away from hanging out with the right people and getting with the right crowd and getting with the right marriages and the people that have been through it and the people that are growing with the Lord, if I can just keep all this in front of him, he won't ever surrender to God. Psalms 37, 1 through 4, it says, 37, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Do not be envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land. Wherever he has you, just dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." That's all we got to do. You know, we all want, and we all try to get with our money, with our talents, with our passions, with everything that we want, just like I was doing. I just thought, man, I can just keep doing this, and I'll keep going up the ladder. I'll keep whatever it is, the short fulfillments of the world. The key, though, is right here. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I just remember back when I was going through that lukewarm stage, you know, like I was just concentrating on my sins and concentrating on the things that I needed to stop doing and whatever that looks like in your life. And it's different for all of us, but I was just, oh, I got to quit doing this. I got to quit doing that. I got to stop this. I got to stop that. I got all this stuff. And for some reason that doesn't work. And I think it's because our mind is constantly on what you're doing wrong. But the more I figure this deal out and the more that I study, instead of making it so hard and instead of concentrating on what we're doing wrong in this life and walking through this life as parents and fathers and sons and daughters, we just need to consume ourselves with the Lord. Just consume yourself with the Lord so much that all of a sudden you don't even realize it, that the sins that you were aggravated with, the things that were wearing you down, they become littler and littler because you're consuming yourself so much with the Lord. All of a sudden, when you're consuming yourself so much with the Lord, you're not looking at that stuff on your phone you don't need to be looking at anymore, and you're spending more time with your family, and you're raising your kids, and you're talking about the Lord, and you're doing everything that the Word calls you to be as a husband and as a wife, because you're not consumed and thinking about what you're doing wrong, but you're just seeking God. We just have to make up our mind daily on that. You know, how do I consume myself with God? Well, it's simple. Just take away what consumes you now. Replace it with God. Wake up in the morning, I'm going to seek God. I got to get up at 5, so I'm going to get up at 4, so I can spend time with God. I'm going to read the Word of God. Go to work, I'm going to seek God. I'm going to take the light with me, try to remember, shine the light. You know, Cody talks about all the time going and working, like, and he means it, it's serious, and he lives what he talks about, because I've seen it now, moving over here and living over here, but it's not about our talents. It's not about how good of a cowboy we are, not how good of a cook you are, whatever you do, a teacher, Just shine the light. Just have fun and shine the light. Just when you go to work, seek God. When we turn on the radio, seek God. Whatever we see all the time, we let our eyes see, and whatever we let come into our ears is what we're going to be constantly in our mind and on our hearts. You know, I'm not bragging or anything like that, but like just the change in our life that we see, like you can come out of the barn and Hayes would be out there, our little boy, he's 4 years old, and you know, he may be singing, someone let the people know anything is possible. Just being a kid singing worship music, and it makes my heart happy because where we came from before all this, it shouldn't be like that. And then sometimes he'll be singing another one. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. And then if he's hanging out with Cochran's daughter, it's celebrate good times. Come on. Dadgum Cochran's will corrupt you. But it's just true, you know. Whatever you see and hear is what you're going to get. When I open social media, seek God. If she ain't got enough clothes on men, keep scrolling. Same to you women. Seek God. What are you looking at on your phone with your family? I'm going to seek God. When I choose my friends, I'm going to seek God. It ain't because we're better than anybody. It's not because we think that we're holier than thou or anything like that. It's just we have different priorities in our lives now. We have kids to raise in a jacked up world, and we got to be paying attention to who we choose, because show me your friends and show you your future. It's just pretty simple, but we got to seek God when we seek our friends. And for those of you that aren't married and they're seeking spouses, seek God. Does he know how to lead a family? Does he know what the Word of God says about leading a home and raising children and all the things? Does she know about Proverbs 31? Does she know how to be a wife? And what kind of, you know, what do you got going on? Just seek God. When we're raising these kids, you know, I kind of talked about that already, but just like when we pray, don't be just praying over your meal just because we're supposed to do it. You know, we always stop and we ask Hayes, like, you don't pray about anything before we eat? And it's usually over a dog or a horse or something, but he knows where his help comes from. Just seek God. When we go to bed, seek God. I told y'all before that when we lay these kids down at night, you know, we'll just hold their hand or put our hands on their body and just pray over them. Lord, I pray a hedge of protection over all these boys, mentally, physically, and emotionally, God. I pray that you give them a heart for the Word. I pray that you give them a heart for you, a desire for you, Lord, on the things that we can't control and the things that we don't have control over. Lord, just please take up that slack and pour into these boys and just let them be better than we were, God, at a younger age, and just know you different. Just seek God. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. It doesn't say when you feel like it and seek me, or if you want to when you seek me. It says when you seek me with all of your heart. Every bit of it. And fleshly, we want to hang on to the things we can see. And you know, I think a lot of us, if we're being honest, we surrender all these things over here, but then we're like, oh God, but I'm going to hold on to this one thing right here. I can have all this, but I got to control this. I got to run my business, but you can have this, my family and all this stuff, whatever that looks like in your life. We want to hold on to the things we can see on this earth, but we need to trust. If we could just let go, I just wished everybody could let go. And this is like, I've learned this being around these things when we go off to do retreats or whatever. When I go with Cody, like those people that have been preaching a long time, like they all talk about, man, if people could just get it. If people could just trust it. If people could just really surrender. It's like a constant topic. Connor, if you want to start coming up here, I'll start finishing up. But 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, what no eye has seen, no ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. Like we can't imagine, but we're scared to death to let go. We're scared to lay it down. He has more for us. He has more prepared for you. The Word of God is true. It's living and it's alive and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. But we choose to work and live off of what we can see and what we can feel and what we feel like we can do. Many people won't do it. Many folks won't do it. Many won't try. I wish everybody would. And it took me a long time. And it took several of us a long time. And some of us may be doing it, but it's the best thing that me and Marley ever done. You know, I was just talking to her the other day, like, what did we live for before this? And it's just, you're just living to just live, and it would be so sad to just live a life for ourselves and not for the one who created us, the one who knew us in our mother's womb, the one who had the desires of our heart, the one that wanted to do good for us and not bad for us. And to get to the end of your road and just have a bunch of rerides or just a bunch of stories and Cody talks about this all the time. It's one of my favorite things that he said and has taught me. It's like the only thing that we can take from here to heaven, the only thing that we're going to have that we had here is our relationships. And that's pretty cool because the more I grow in this deal, the more relationships becomes important. And I'm a walking example that he forgives and that he will lead and guide and direct you and forgive you and give you grace and freedom. Because it truly was a miracle in our marriage and our home. Like, it's just crazy what it was and what it is. We still have our days. We still have just like everybody, but so like I just want to ask y'all today, just where are you at today? Have you surrendered and now you're walking it out? If you are, don't stop. Don't quit. You back up a little bit, the enemy's going to come, steal, kill, and destroy. Pay attention. Just keep growing. Like Cody always talks about, he don't ever want us to stay at one level. He wants us to keep growing. Are you back and forth like I was for so long? If so, just give it up. Just surrender. You can't imagine what he has in store for you. He says, just delight yourself in me. I'll give you the desires of your heart. We all want the desires of our heart. We all want. But somewhere we're going to have to surrender to get these things. Don't give in to the enemy when he's trying to pull you back to your old ways. Keep fighting. Keep praying. Keep yourself around people that will grow you and use you and keep you head on a swivel and keep you paying attention. I was listening to this podcast the other day that Jennifer did and Sage, and they were talking about being people pleasers, and man, that's me. And the sad thing is, y'all know this, but like me and Jennifer are like the same person. I don't know if she's manly or if I'm feminine, but it's weird. And then Cody and Marley, but she was talking about being a people pleaser and how Cody worries more about pleasing God than he does the people, and that's what we should do, you know. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God, the word says. One day we're going to meet Jesus face to face. This is what she said. He knows that, and that's important to him. And that needs to be important to all of us. And I need to take a step back most days and think, am I pleasing God or trying to please the world right now today? At that point, when we meet him, when we're standing there, our friends aren't going to matter. Our enemies won't matter. Our image of the world won't matter. Our marital status won't matter. Our jobs won't matter. Our job status. Our sports won't matter. How many wins at the rodeos we got. How many wins in the sports. None of that's going to matter. It's going to matter. Our relationship is what's going to matter with him. And did we surrender? So if y'all bow your heads, I'll pray over y'all. Lord, I thank you for today, and I thank you for this place. I thank you for this church. And God, I just thank you for where you brought me from. I just pray that the power of surrender would come through this place like a wave, God. I pray that the ones that are surrendered, Lord, I pray that you would just keep them that way, God. I pray that you would light a fire in them, ignite them, God, so that they would go forward and just feel the flame, God. The ones that aren't, God, I pray that you would just give them the strength to, Lord, to just lay it down. Whatever they're going through, God, that we know that you'll pick it up, that you'll get them through it, God, and that you'll give them desires of their heart, the things that they can't see, nothing that they can imagine, God. And that they could just live happier than they've ever lived and lived in freedom, God, and be lighter than they were when they came in, and just grow us and use us, Father. Let it not be about us anymore, but about you and the kingdom and about growing and sharpening iron on other people, Father, and all of us just growing together and raising these kids and raising these families and being husbands and wives. So just use us today, Lord, and grow us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesus, breathe with it. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stir within my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Come on, let that be your heart. You like a rushing wave. Because here's the deal, I hate it when somebody preaches and another preacher gets up and preaches the sermon after the sermon. And I'm not going to do that, but sometimes somebody starts a nail and they drive it nearly down flush and they just need somebody to come along and hit it one more time. And I just can't leave here and be disobedient to the Lord, because I just feel like right now Cole did a really great job, and he set it up and he shared his story and he shared the word of God with you and me, and I was challenged. But I feel like the Lord is still saying there's some of us in here today, we know we just need to surrender, but the enemy has just kind of got us a little bit confused. And I just want to tell you right now, that's it. It's that simple. Cole talked about that simple. So some of you right now, you are going through hell on earth. You are struggling right now. And I'm telling you, just like it happened to Cole in that pickup, when he finally surrendered, something supernatural happened. Something unexplainable. It's just when God, the mighty rushing wind came over him and it changed him. And he thought he couldn't do it, but all of a sudden now he said, I can do it because Christ lives in me. So I want to ask you something. Everybody bow your heads, and I'm going to pray, and we're going to be done. We're going to sing one more verse, and then we're leaving. But if you're here, and that's you, and you know it's you, and you really, really, really want to fall down on your knees, and you really, really want to surrender, just raise your hand right now. It's dark. Nobody's looking around. Raise your hand. Let the Lord see you. God bless you, brother. Anybody else? God bless you. Look at you. Look at you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, do what you do. You are a supernatural God. You're a miracle-working God. You are a way-making God, Lord. And Lord, I pray you would open up our minds, the men and women that just raised their hand all across this room that are struggling right now, that just in this moment, God, in this atmosphere of your power and your love, Lord, I pray right now, as they surrender to you, that this out of their belly would begin to flow rivers of living water, that right now they would be able to look back like Cole looked back that day in the pickup. I pray that today they would be able to look back on Independence Weekend 2024, on Independence Weekend. Not only were they set free in America, but they were set free in their spirit. They were set free in their mind, that they were redeemed, that they were born again, that when they were made new, that everything changed and everything shifted. Lord, thank you for surrender, and thank you for the power of what you've done in this place today, God. You are worthy, and we say thank you, and we lift up your name. Come on, let's sing one more time. Put your hands together. Love the Lord. Let's sing one more verse.